Page 52. Listening. Exercise 4. Listen to the first part of an interview with a sports injuries expert and decide whether the following statements are true or false. Part 1.
Good afternoon. This is Sport Today, and we're here with our sports injuries expert, Trevor Price.
Good afternoon, Denise. I'd like to talk about a problem that everyone prefers to ignore. The fact that playing a sport where you get hit in the head again and again can have long-term effects on the brain.
We all know that players often suffer concussions and can get brain damage in violent contact sports like rugby and American football. But football is much safer than that, isn't it?
Absolutely not. Look at a typical football game. A player gets blows to the head from other players' heads, elbows, feet, and knees. He may fall on his head or even hit the goalpost. This kind of collision causes concussions, brain injuries, which may be traumatic.
Well, Trevor, accidents do happen in sport, don't they?
Of course, Denise. But people don't realize how fragile the brain is. There are players who suffer for months and years from what's called post-concussion syndrome, which causes memory and attention problems, personality changes, headaches, and depression. These players often feel pressured to go back to playing too soon, since they don't want to let their teammates down. As a result, they don't give themselves enough time to rest and get better. If this happens too often, the damage gets worse and can destroy their lives.
Are there football players who this has happened to?
There's Cindy Parlow-Cohn, for one. She was a professional footballer who won 3 Olympic medals. She kept playing after suffering 2 concussions, but finally had to stop playing when she was only 28. This was years ago. And she still has memory problems. And she's only one example.
That's really frightening.